This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
10,000 makes the world's best men's training gear. Save 15% off with code FIT15 at 10,000.cc. NordVPN, advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 620.
620!
My name's Eagle Waggle.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By fans, for fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Trying to fucking BJ Penn me over there, motherfucker, yeah. With your straight up stance. You're trying to John Sullivan me, old school 1800s boxing
side. Can you believe people used to do that shit?
It's insane, like... when you look at that, like, oh my god, I'll fuck you up. You come at me like that.
I was telling my son a few days ago, like, we're talking about war, and I'm like, this is how stupid we were back. Like, we used to line up and across from each other and just blow each other's smithereens. That's how they used to do it. They don't do it like that anymore, but it's wild. You think about how things have evolved in a short amount of time, really.
Yeah. Things change.
They do.
Let's see. The Blackhawks signed their number one pick to a 3-year entry level contract. I think he got $950 a year plus a shit ton of incentives, where I think he can make up to maybe a little over $4 million a year.
Okay, so I thought he was going to get some bazillion dollar contract, but I guess not.
No, I think entry level, there's certain amounts that they can only be on, and then you have to, I think, make it incentivized. So I think everything is skewed so that you don't have to pay these guys until they prove, you got to kind of prove out your NHL material. Which makes sense, even though he's going to be, because I think they put the over under of how many goals is Connor Bedard going to score in his first season, and they put it at 32.5 is the over under. I put him right at 30, but I mean, he should have 70 points minimum as a fucking rookie.
That's a lot of points.
It's a shit ton. And 30 goals puts him as the leading goal scorer on the team right now, because I think the most that anybody had last season was in the 20s after you traded everybody away.
Okay.
It's not nice. Good.
So instantly impactful. Yes.
100%. And like we were saying, they got a couple of tough guys to protect him. So they have three guys on the team. Like, if there's any problems, they're gonna have words. And that's what you need. Even though they went after, who the fuck did they go after? They went after someone. What is his name? Milan Lucic, who he just signed in Boston, but the Blackhawks are trying to get him. He's fucking old as shit, but like, if there's a problem, he's going to fight you and more than likely going to fuck you up. A lot of these guys are in their late 30s that are like tough guys. I wouldn't say they're strictly enforcers in the NHL anymore, but guys that'll fuck you up. If you touch like their star player.
Yeah.
And that's the shit I always love. Like, you gotta protect your guys. So anyway, let's get some UFC. So we had UFC this past weekend.
The Holly Holm.
There was a lot of shit going on in this fucking card. So just from the spectacle aspect. So you want to talk about the first fight, Holly Holm versus who?
Myra Bueno Silva. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say Holm looked in shape. She was extremely fit, and but I something about her just seemed off. She was in the first round, she wanted to do a lot of grappling. I don't know why she didn't do a little more stand up. And the one thing I noticed was the inside elbows they kept getting each other with, like off the clinch. There was a couple from both fighters, you know, and seems like Holm just made a tactical error in the second round and was trying to go for like some sort of a takedown perhaps, and end up getting, was it called a guillotine or something?
Well, I think they're calling it like a modified guillotine choke. Some people were calling it a ninja choke, but to me, it looked like a rear naked choke from the front.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I could see that. Yep.
You know, and I thought she looked like Holly looked emaciated. Like if you look at her weigh-in, like this is what she looked at the weigh-ins. Like I think she had a really rough weight cut. Like she looks horrific right there. Like struggling to stand on the scale. Like
doesn't look happy. Reminds me of Conor McGregor a few years back when he was fighting down at those lower weights and he just looked really, really thin.
Yeah, yeah. And then even like the walkout, she looked like dead man and or woman. Like she's got that look, like it's already over. So I don't think she was all there. I think the weight cut had a lot to do with that. And I think age is creeping up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, she's been in a lot of fucking wars too. So did she retire? I think a lot of people were asking her to retire, unfortunately.
Please retire.
I don't think she did. So.
No, yeah. I didn't hear anything official. So.
Yeah, that was weird. And then there was some other weird shit. Let me open a couple of things.
Talking here about the elbow weird breakage or?
Not that one yet.
Okay. Man.
I'm trying to preload my tweets here because I tend to be fucked up and there's three I want to get here. So there was another fight between Evan Smith and Perez where this lady got oil checked hard. And oh, I think this chick actually made it to China on the way to her oil check. So it's like that one. And then again, Mac Malley is like, Ashley Evans Smith going back to her corner, the girl that did the oil check. And then afterwards, she had to prove that, hey, everything still works.
Nice. And
fucking Mac Malley fucking making it rain on her.
I like it. Yeah.
So. Yeah, that, and then you want to talk about that blown out elbow? Holy shit.
Yeah, the Estella, how do you say her last name? Estella Nunes, yeah. I have the x-ray, hold on, let me look this up.
That's probably the safest place to start.
I don't want to show the actual picture, I don't want to get us banned, but here, you know, here's the elbow. This part is supposed to be over here.
Yeah.
And it's not. So it's pretty nasty. If you can picture, you know, you could see the skin around it. That was pretty bulgy and I'm sure super painful on her part. Got a little elbow.
Yeah, it was weird because she, once again, this is why you never post your arm out when you're getting taken down. It's like textbook fuck up from what happens when you do that, and we've seen that a handful of times. Mm-hmm. Like never put your arm out and you can just fucking put them in, like go for the ride.
Yeah.
And you could just see it, like horrific. And then again, since we're in the apex and there's not a million people in there, you can just hear her screaming horrifically of like how bad that hurt. And then I don't know if I have the other picture. I think I have just not of the takedown but of like her walking out with it. I think I can show that without freaking everybody out. But if you're squeamish, look away.
Yes.
Like that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I'm not going to show along.
Did it end up being dislocated or broken?
Yeah. Dislocated. But they put it back in. But you would have to imagine she's got to have some kind of tendon tears and shit. Because you can't just have that elbow pop out and not tear some other fucking ligaments and other tendons and tissue. So hopefully she'll be all right. I saw the x-ray of it put back in. It looks, from an x-ray standpoint, if the bone's back in the socket,
it's normal. But,
yeah, she'll be able to play the piano for sure.
Yeah.
But you had that. And then there was one other crazy one where it was, I believe the woman's name was Chelsea Chandler, and she was getting rocked during the fight. And then she decides to just run away and runs all the way across and then smashes into the cage. And someone did a little remix on this. And who was this that did the remix? I think it's in the video here.
Like the Benny Hill song.
Yeah, I got to turn the volume down because here you go. It's a little charged up and like, she met, this chick's running.
Where the hell doing work
on? Now, like, she's Indiana Jones. You know,
I gotta get out of here.
But yeah, she fucking ran all the way across the octagon. It was crazy. I've seen a few people run away, and you know, the one that's the worst was the Caleb Starnes, Nate Quarry, where you had the rock hammer with Nate. Mm-hmm. And all of my references are so old, where he's that's like okay. at the. Running after him, like, really? Like, but this one is the same thing. She just smashed into the cage. So
she did.
He had a card of everything, but.
Well, yeah. And even leading up to it, you know, the heavyweight fight, which was between Walt Harris right? and Josh Parisian, scrapped because apparently Harris tested for some banned substances. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. And he says that he thinks it came from a supplement that he's trusted his entire career. And at the end of the day, the supplement wasn't USADA approved. He said he's an idiot for not checking. And he said, I'm not a cheater. And I want to apologize to Josh Parisian. So,
yeah, and I don't know if he released what it is, but I remember they also suspended Lyoto Machida for taking DHEA. So, again, over-the-counter supplements can get you make you test positive, which is insane to me. Like, if there's anything that you're buying at a over-the-counter store, like a GNC or an Amazon, you shouldn't be barred or banned or labeled as a cheater by USADA. That is insane to me, because I think whatever gains you're going to get are so minimal that I don't even understand what they're talking about.
Yeah. It's gay. Literally.
It's the gays.
The gays versus the gays. Yes.
That's right. So, which, let's talk about some sponsor action.
Yes. Let's talk a little Manscaped, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. This summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasies. Mm. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. It's time to tame your mane. You could say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit. That's right. You got to keep it nice and tight and clean. Lean and clean, just like me.
That's right.
Not really, but more like Ingo.
Yes, lean and clean. I use that thing every day. It's pretty nice. So yeah. Big fan. And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 legs.
Whoa, that's insanity.
Crazy.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, maybe even the bedrooms. You're making stuff happen. Listen up, bluechew.com.
And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com. Sell with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. You know, you won't even know it's coming.
I'll behave this time. I won't say
I know.
Sorry.
I did have to believe it last week. But anyway, Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You could try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS. At checkout, you just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS, to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Mm-hmm. Just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show.
If I can find the show.
Let me see. What do I have? Well, can we show stuff from... I think we can. So OnlyFans boxers Whitney Johns and Amber O'Donnell.
Which group is this? Is this the... Kingpin. Save that one for later. Let's stuff it towards the end of the show, because otherwise I think that it gets us highly banned.
Got it. I'll save it. I thought I was behaving. What else do I got? Hey, Chael Sonnen. Yes.
Okay.
Recently reaching a plea deal in the hotel fight case. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't he assault like 72 people in a hotel elevator?
Yes. Back in December of 18th of 2021, he beat up 172 guys that were, causing trouble. And supposedly it was random, but, you know, he wasn't arrested or anything. Bunch of charges were dropped. Everything happens. He's got some civil lawsuits potentially, but the big stuff has been basically tossed out. And thanks to a plea deal, things are gonna, you know, progress. So no harm, no foul.
That's good. Hey, that just reminded me. I think we were in Detroit watching a UFC and we got into an elevator and wasn't someone trying to get lippy with us because he was hammered. And yes. One of his friends was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Yeah, this isn't gonna go well for this guy." If he doesn't fucking stop popping off, because he was trying to like start some shit with us, and he was in no condition. I don't think we were in much better condition, but he would have fucked up for sure.
I think we were extremely hungover that day.
Yeah, and like I was in no mood for this. I'm like,
cranky.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was the day after.
Yes,
we were out the whole night or something.
It was. Mm-hmm. That was an epic breakfast, which we had at like 1 p.m. or something, and no one said a word. It was just a lot of.
Yeah, because I think we're into some bars at. I think they. What time were they supposed to close at? 2 a.m. We found one. We were in there until like 4 a.m. or something.
We stayed out way too late. I blame Joe Rogan because that's how it all started.
Yeah. So,
that's his fault. Or the crash.
Yeah, that was great. Because I think we saw, Tom Segura opened for Joe Rogan at that point. And now Tom Segura is like a massive comedian.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching his podcast with his wife, Your Mom's House. And they have the Two Bears podcast. But anyway,
that was like 10 years ago, maybe more.
More than that.
13 years. Yeah.
Because I think, right. Or yeah, it might have been 2010. Because I think it was right when we had started the podcast, because we were doing, we did a podcast in your car on the way back from the event.
We did. I was just looking it up to see if I can find it, but I can't.
It's 2010 or 2011. It's the UFC Detroit, BJ Penn, Matt Hughes. I think the main event was Machida and Rampage for the light heavyweight title.
So
whatever number that is.
I'll find it eventually, but yeah. I can't find it. I was going to see if I can pull up the video, but that's okay. It's there. We were in the car. So quite funny. Good stuff. That's right. Good for Chael. Way to go, man.
UFC 123.
Is that what it was?
November 20th, 2010.
Ah, that helped me find it. Road trip. Here we are. Oh, God.
So young. Barely a beard.
Yeah, we edited some shit together. Auburn Hills, Michigan. The video's not playing. That's okay.
Nah, it's fine.
Whatever.
If you some of the older ones. They're out there, but they're not. Yeah, and probably weren't super great back then anyway. Good.
But they happened. That's important.
It's true. I saw they announced a boxing match between Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou. They said Francis is going to make 8 figures for the fight, and he's going to make so much money, more than his entire UFC career, and they said multiples more than that. So I don't know what the number is, but it's at least 10 million, but probably, if I had to guess, I'm going to say 25 million. That's my guess on what he's going to make. It's insane.
It's a lot of money, and it's not clear whether this is going to be like an exhibition or it's going to count towards their professional records.
I think there's rumors each way, and when Francis is talking about it, I'm still not clear if it's title shot. The one thing I do know is if Francis wins, there's a rematch clause in the contract.
That makes some sense. Typical champ type style.
Again, right. But I think it's like the percentage odds of him winning 10%. Puncher's chance. I think puncher's chance is 10%. But Tyson is, he's too fucking slick defensively. So trying to, like, you can hit him, because look at Deontay Wilder. Like, he did drop him. And that first fight was ruled a draw.
Yeah.
And then he came back and fucking clobbered him, you know. But, like, Tyson should just do work on him.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
I think they just do it exhibition style, like McGregor, Mayweather. I think that makes sense. Just fucking let's see what happens. If they're smart, they'll run it back again, because I think they can sell it twice very easily, maybe even three times, depending on what happens. So
yeah, I'm just playing it out in my head. I see no way of victory for Francis.
Yeah, we don't need him to win. We just need to have it look like he could have won, and then they might run it back again. Some weird shit needs to something. Come have. So maybe they even each have another fight, and then they fight again, kind of thing. They can say, "Oh, sure. This is his first fight in boxing. He needs a little more time."
Throw well, it back. It's right into the deep end. It was the same thing with Conor. You're going against fucking Mayweather.
Yep.
Like, holy shit, you're gonna go against Fury and. Like the thing with Fury is that he doesn't move like a fucking heavyweight. He moves like he's, I don't know, consider him a middleweight or a much smaller guy. He's fucking very good defensively and very high fight IQ. So he'll figure him out. And will he knock Francis out? It's hard to say, but
I don't think so.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It will
like,
be fun.
I'd like to watch that. I'm sure that's a fucking $100 pay-per-view too.
Easily.
Yeah. Easily. So that's going on. What else is happening?
Let me see. What am I thinking about? So there was an amateur bout happening over the weekend. I think it's called like Tiki Takedown Volume 2000 or something.
Sounds like porn. Proceed.
Right. But anyways, I have a clip and I may have to fast forward it, but guy who's not in the picture currently, right? You don't see him. He is not wearing a cup. So what you don't see off camera is that somebody gives him a cup and he shoves it in his pants, right? And so the ref is like, let's go on and fight. And out comes the cup, right? And timeout. And they're gonna put, it was like, what is this shit? You got to put this back in. So he puts it back in. I think he's not wearing a jock strap is the problem.
No, he's just, I think, yeah, he just has boxers on.
Right. So keep in mind, this is amateur, right? And they keep going and out comes the cup again. And referee calls timeout and eventually he calls the fight off and says, yeah, no good. My question to you is, if you're coming out with no cup out, right? Why don't you just not wear the cup? Just.
Well, that's a failure before, because the refs check cups and nails and if you're greased before you even get in the cage. So they failed before he even walked in the cage, because they do a cup check, nail check, grease.
Oh, check. I see. I thought he just didn't realize he didn't.
No,
have
he
it
didn't
in.
Have okay. one. And then I think gotcha. They gave him one. But if you're wearing boxers under your shorts, there's no way that cup's going to stay in. But those guys have athletic tape. So I don't understand why the ref or somebody before the fight started just fucking athletically tape his fucking boxers to his leg so the cup doesn't fall out. And I don't even know why you really even need a cup. That feels like it should be optional and dumb if you don't want to wear it. But I feel like that's kind of your choice. But obviously it's not. And how dumb are you to not have a fucking cup in the first place? Like, take it a step back. Like, do you even have a fucking mouthpiece at that point?
Right.
Do you even have a toothpick?
I would say the mouthpiece is definitely more important in my opinion, but you know, the cup is like, whatever. In jiu-jitsu, right. Like, you know, it's almost frowned upon in some respects, because you can use it as leverage, you know, because there's like it's a hard point for arm bars and shit. So.
Yeah, I don't remember, because we would do, like, when we were training, we're doing like boxing or Muay Thai, and then we're going over to the jiu-jitsu and then sparring. So I want to say I always just left it in when grappling. So I'm like, I don't want to get my fucking ball just torn, like if you're grappling, you know.
Well, the problem with the grappling, and I ended up stopping wearing the cup for jujitsu strictly, because if it, like, if you're really grappling and you get, and it moves, and then it can get racked over your balls, like when someone's like trying to pass guard or something, that hurts bad. Versus if you're not wearing a cup, they're probably not going to dig their knee into your nuts.
So
it's like, I don't know. I think it depends, you know, how much you want to roll the dice on that one.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, you shouldn't be, because it would be just like wrestling too. Because as a kid wrestling, we never wore cups. So you're just wearing headgear, like protecting your ears. So you're not getting a fucking stupid cauliflower ear.
Yep.
I get it. So, you know, we should probably talk about some sponsors.
Yes.
A little 10,000 makes the world's best men's training gear and the only training shorts you'll ever need. So 10,000 training shorts, which I have some right here.
Ooh, let's see.
Pretty SWAT.
Nice. They look
it's
fancy.
It's a nice material. So they're designed with purpose and packed with premium details. So every piece of 10,000 gear has been put through countless hours of field testing with elite athletes to deliver ultimate performance, comfort, and durability, all backed by an ironclad lifetime guarantee.
Yeah, and keep in mind, they have the four-way stretch, which is always a plus. You know, it's better than the three-way stretch. No pinch, no bunch waistbands, wet wicking, quick drying, which is key if you're going to be like working out for long periods of time and you want to dry, you know, in the process. Anti-chafe liners are optional. You can get them. I know guys, some guys like them, some guys don't. And they're available in 5, 7, and 9-inch inseams. You know, and should I keep going? You can get
talk about the bonus.
You can get 15% off your entire order with code FIT. That's FIT15. Free shipping on orders above $75. Free 90-day returns. Lifetime guarantee. It's good shit.
That's right. And like I was saying, I have a one of the shirts on right now. These are very lightweight, very smooth. This is excellent for working out. I think the shorts are my favorite. And it's hard to find good workout shorts. These are good workout shorts. So if you're looking to upgrade your training gear, go to 10,000.cc and use code FIT15 for 15% off your entire order. That's TENTHOUSAND.cc with code FIT15 to get 15% off your entire order. And right back to the show.
Ah, do we want to do the last read still?
Oh, I'm sorry. And right back to another sponsor.
Hey, it's Miracle Brand.
Thank you.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver infused fabrics and makes temperature regulating bedding, so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long.
And they're self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors.
Go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try Miracle Made sheets today. This is the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to miracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's miracle.com/MMA to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made.
Rickety wreck yourself. Treat yourself before you rickety wreck yourself. Mm-hmm. And right back to the show. Thank you.
Ugh, we're a hot mess. That's okay.
I know. It's these things happen in MMA.
It does.
Just like I heard Ronda Rousey's not going to make a comeback.
Shocking.
It's unfortunate.
You know who might be making a splash, though? Who? Did you see this picture of the Zuck? Look at this guy. He's looking like he's in decent shape for a freaking tech guy. Hello. I mean, doesn't look out of place in this picture, I would say, minus the
shave the chest hair though. Yeah, maybe you don't. That's where he doesn't fit in.
Yeah,
you look more ripped.
Is that the key? You got to shave it, shave the hair.
Yeah, and then here's a comparison group. So who's got the better training partners? I know this is just one session, but here you go. Oh Jesus, things are happening.
So oh, you got a comparison.
Danaher, Friedman, GSP for Musk, and then Adesanya. I mean, you can't go wrong, I think, either way, but mm-hmm. I feel like having Danaher and GSP, it's a little more power than these two down here.
I would say there's a lot of technical stuff happening up top. I don't know. I'm liking Musk's chances, although he's wearing a shirt. He doesn't look very ripped or anything. So,
but he's also 51. I mean, when it comes down to it, if they go to it, I'm taking Zuck, unfortunately. Yeah. And then I thought there was, I got to find this. I might have shoved it later in the show, but let me find this because it ties right into that. So, someone made a pretty sweet game promo. I don't know if I can play the sound. I'll try it and we'll see what happens. This is from Dick Soup Inc. on Twitter.
So, okay.
Billionaire Battle Royale begin.
Tech Fighter Turbo.
Choose from 8 titans of tech.
Smoke.
Bezos actually looks like that.
Yeah.
Clash in exotic and out of this world arenas.
Epstein Island. The Coliseum. Why not Mars?
And unleash market cap crippling moves.
Privacy invasion.
Hyper-havoc.
Oculus Blast. Tech Fighter Turbo.
Battle for Silicon Valley supremacy today.
That's pretty slick.
It's well done.
Dick Soup making it happen. Mm-hmm. Who else is happening out there?
Let me see. What do I want to talk about? Can I show? No, I'm not going to show that. Hang on a second. Well, let's talk a little John Jones because I don't know if you saw the video of him. He was hanging out in Vegas over the weekend. I don't have the sound. I'll play it for you here. And he looks like a guy who may or may not be in training camp. Here he is drinking and doing shots. I don't know. Can I play the sound? Probably could.
Yeah, as long as there's no music playing.
This does not look like the first shot. So here he is doing some shots.
Him and Masvidal.
Yeah. So Dana commented on John being, he's like, this Vegas is one of those towns that is just not a place where John should be more than, you know, 12 hours, basically 12 to 24 hours. It's just because it's just not bad. I mean, when you see this from John, what do you think that he's training hard and doing his thing, or
is there... rehabilitated. He found Jesus. He's
by doing shots of tequila or whatever they're doing.
Yeah. He's on the up and coming or whatever. He's totally fine. I'm not worried about it. John is John. And I think it's Joe Rogan that always says, you want him to be a little reckless. You don't want him fucking normal.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, he's got to let off some steam. So as long as he's not behind the wheel of a vehicle.
So it's like AKA Dennis Rodman, eh?
Yeah, because we're in the finals. I need to go to Vegas to blow off some steam.
Sometimes like, okay, man, go
do that. Just be back at like 8 a.m. tomorrow, please. It's fucking late. Okay, can you just make it on time for the game? He fucking still made it and still had a million rebounds.
Yes.
So yeah, I think it's similar. Like you can't because I think you put too many restrictions on him. You restrict his creativity. In and outside of the octagon, he needs to just be creative however he wants to do that, just not behind the wheel of an automobile. I think that's where many UFC fighters have their issues.
Mm-hmm.
and stay off of like the hard drugs. A little alcohol here and there should be okay for him. So
I like it.
Let's see. I saw PFL announced they did a partnership with USADA right now.
Really?
Why are we fucking doing this? So you're going to get rid of one of the advantages that you had over the UFC, and now you're going to put on lesser quality fights. Because I can tell you what, you're going to tell me Ryan Bader is going to continue to be your heavyweight champion?
No.
That's not going to fucking happen. Like, I know they just had a million guys fail drug tests, but employing USADA makes zero fucking sense when you're a Pi League. I'm sorry. You're a Pi League. So what do you want to do? Not drug tests. That's how you have a competitive advantage. And now, what is the advantage of going to the PFL besides trying to win the $1 million in a tournament? And still rumors of, I'm not sure where Bellator is going to end up, because there's weird rumors that the UFC might buy Bellator.
Whoa, that would be crazy. AKA Strikeforce.
Right, they bought fucking everybody in the past, so would they buy them again? I don't know if that makes sense, but there's still rumors of the PFL buying them.
Do you think they would keep it as Bellator if they bought it, or just roll it in?
No, they just fucking fold it in. They just want
to. It's like half the guys in Bellator are former. The whole thing is like,
I know. I don't see why that makes sense for the UFC to do that. I think it makes a lot of sense for the PFL to do that. But again, if you're going to implement the stupid drug testing program, why? What is the fucking point besides putting on lesser quality fights? I mean, we saw it in UFC. You're going to see it in the PFL, and whoever else has this fucking stupid org drug testing everybody. It's the dumbest fucking idea ever.
It's pretty stupid.
I mean, that is like out of all the things I could get rid of for any fighter organization, specifically the UFC, would be USADA. You killed a lot of the fucking entertainment. You killed a lot of the aggression by putting them in. I know some guys, and the guys that have money can get around it, but I want fucking everybody. I want Uberim. I want Crazy. I want John Jones when he was fucking finishing people. Why yes. was that? I want Chris Weidman when USADA came in. I want Johnny Hendricks when he beat GSP, but didn't beat GSP.
Yes. He beat him.
100%.
He sure did.
Like, GSP looked like he got run over by a fucking train.
He did.
And I think he got anal probed by the aliens.
AKA
the fucking dinosaurs. Baconator, motherfucker.
That's right. Hey, speaking of dinosaurs, there's some Rampage Jackson news. Have you heard this story? You know, he wants to promote the UFL, and he was talking about doing he was on the MMAR, and he was talking about doing a warm-up fight. And he wants to do some boxing as well. He said he's 45 and he wants to get that boxing match out of the way before he gets too old.
I'm older than him.
Yeah, you are. And he's thinking about December in the UFL, because he hasn't fought in a few years. And his dream opponent for his comeback fight would be none other than Daryl Titties Schuniver.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm in for this.
That he called out.
Okay.
The guy hasn't fought professionally since 2014. But he did apparently say that he'd be interested in fighting Rampage, but that was like six years ago. So
he still wants that fight. It makes a lot of sense for both of them. And I also heard that Rampage is doing a lot of intermittent fasting and lost a ton of weight. He's working out 6 days a week. I don't know if he's running. I think he's walking.
He's running. He's like looking like he's running, but he's really speed walking.
That's speed walking.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know what else to say about it. Rampage slapped one of our friends when we had dinner with him, because he was talking. He's being a little too touchy with Rampage. And Rampage is like, "Is this your buddy?" I'm like, "Well, I wouldn't call him my buddy." I'm like, he's an acquaintance at this point when he's getting a little too touchy feely with you.
Yeah.
And then he gave fucking Pete a big slap on the chest at the end of said dinner. Yeah. But anyway. It was warranted. No one's doing nothing. I'm like, "Pete, what the fuck are you doing? Don't be all touchy-feely with Rampage. You can't be like hitting him on the arm and shit." Like, I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Rampage. Have some fucking respect.
He talks with his hands. I can get you.
Yeah, yeah. He's very touchy. So yes. Some people are like that, but don't do that with a fighter. They don't like being touched.
No.
Any touch is like a threat.
Yes.
And they respond accordingly.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. I saw. Oh, lacrosse. I didn't know that they were doing fights in lacrosse, hockey style, which is interesting. I'm assuming this is a professional league, and I think I can get some volume here. But they actually take their helmets off, and then they I thought it would be like a street fight, but they go at it fucking normal style. Okay. Like a hockey fight. So that they wait to grab each other before they start swinging. But you'd think, why wouldn't you street fight?
Oh no, good point. Oh damn, he's got some shots in.
Yeah, I mean the bigger guys should use his reach more. I mean they disengaged right there, and that you could see the guy with the white shirt's already bleeding. But I mean, respectful fight because they get done and they're like, yeah, you all right, good. That guy's leaking.
Jeez.
Odd. I think you should street fight it at that point.
Just takedowns and grappling and everything?
Well, no takedowns, but just stand up. Like, if we're both standing and fighting.
Yeah.
But maybe they're being respectful to the sport of hockey by hockey fighting, basically. I'd never seen that before. I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time I've seen it. I'll say that was quite weird. But yeah. Hey.
I like it though.
It looks like indoor lacrosse, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they do that in outdoor lacrosse. Probably not.
I've never seen them take helmets off and fight.
No.
So I don't know what league that is, but it's pretty fucking cool. So
yeah.
What's this happenings?
Now can I show the OnlyFans boxing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we ready for it?
I think so. I think we're deep enough.
I'm excited. Okay, here we go. Deep enough. So here they are. We have couple of girls doing a little face off, and one of them decides, oh, I'll give you a peck on it. Nope, I want the whole thing.
Shit, yeah.
So I mean, I could stop this, but why at this point? I mean, what's happening here? These are quite the outfits. So do you approve of this message? Is this should this be a regular thing?
Yeah, there should be, because there's like six of these face offs. And there's an alternate angle of that.
I don't have that one. Daniela Hemsley, that's her name. I couldn't think of her. Ah, there you go.
So they're really getting after it. So that's one. That was one of the fights. And then let's see. I think I got another one. Oh, this is the angle you had. Hang on. That's two. There were four or five. Here's another one. One lady is very tall. One lady is not as tall.
Holy moly. I did not see this one. Are these guys in the same weight class?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, you get the gist of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're talking shit to each other too.
This is cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is what, three? Another one? We're like, yeah, I want to scrap and blah, blah, blah. Let's look serious. Oh, it's playing like sound in the background as I'm trying to proceed to the last one. But apparently they had a ton of fights. You got to appreciate the amount of talent that they're throwing down here.
Mm-hmm.
The outfits and weigh-ins and stuff. Whoa, hey. Ooh, now.
Hey now. I did not see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very serious, making it happen.
She has little reins to hang on to. It's good.
And then the coup de grace, because this happened on DAZN, and I'm gonna have to edit this out, but I'll blur some of this stuff. But you gotta see the celebration.
Oh yeah, that was my next. Yep, got
you
it.
You know, if you win, once again, ladies, this is how you celebrate. You want to gain fans and promote your OnlyFans.
Jeez,
pull your tits out. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of those, but I'm just saying that if you're going to win in style, or celebrate in style. Win the fight, celebrate in style. Yeah, and then well, might as well go down this route. So KSW, Fight League had a cool promo. Since we went with that one, we can go with they did like a Baywatch theme, which is pretty fucking sweet. So I'm assuming the ladies are probably the ring card girls, and then the guys are the fighters. Yes.
Yeah. Can we show this kind of stuff? I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is straight from KSW. So this is their tweet and their shit. I just can't play the music because I'm assuming they're playing whatever the Baywatch music was at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the promo for Baywatch, but they're doing it KSW style.
Yeah.
Which,
that was a great show.
Pretty fucking cool. Goddamn right. You have David Hasselhoff, Pamela Anderson, and then a million other, who's it, Jasmine Bleef? Yep. Who else was on the show? I don't even know. But you get the drift. Fucking sweet. What else
is
going on?
Well, since we're on the topic of KSW, did you see Nemanja Nikolic's cut that he received on his freaking dome?
Yeah. This might get us banned, though. That's why I didn't put it in.
Too squeamish? Don't do it?
You can put it in, and I'll blur it out.
Okay, well, if you're squeamish, don't Google this, but you can kind of see his brain in this one. That's a nasty cut right here. Really bad.
Yeah, that's going to get blurred.
It's
hot. If I see a gash, I want to put something in it.
That's too much, huh? I wonder how much is too much. Like, if it was half that
Well,
size.
I never know, because every time YouTube... they're not copyright striking us, but they're age restricting our videos because they're too violent, and they never tell you what it is. And I just have to assume, it's anytime I show a broken arm, too much blood, or a fucking gash, right?
Another one, but I'll spare you. There's one lesser, same KSW event. There's another
on the top of the head,
had like a little X kind of in it.
Yeah, that one's hot. I like gashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's all I got.
All right. I forgot this happened in 2021, but I don't remember Conor McGregor throwing out the first pitch at a Cubs game.
Me neither.
So here's a little replay. He's winding up and just a bit outside. He tried a corner and missed.
He wasn't even close.
No, but again, I don't think he trained or played any of these sports as a kid. Did you ever see him shoot a basketball?
No,
it's not good. It's the same thing, throwing a baseball. And especially if you've not thrown a baseball, that's a problem. But then you also throw it off the mound because the mound is so much higher than the regular ground. So it's a process that you got to learn and test it out. So. Yep. That's wild. Let's do a little KO of the week.
Yes, sir.
This one might fucking get us fucked up too. I think I'm going to play the sound. So this guy got KO'd, and we'll share the sound. We'll take it down a notch. We won't go full screen. They got KO'd, and he also broke his leg.
Jesus.
It reminds me of like Gonzaga Krokop, when Gonzaga head kicked him and his Krokop's leg basically went up his asshole. His foot went up his asshole. Same story.
Ouch. That looks painful.
Yeah. And I feel nothing when I watch these anymore. I'm so desensitized. Like, to all this shit.
You're a sick man, man.
I don't know about that. Let's do a little tweet of the week. This comes from MMA Fighting. So, don't say Chelsea Chandler doesn't have a sense of humor. So she tweets out, it was at that moment I knew I fucked up. And she's running away from getting hit. I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool. I appreciate that respect. And then one more. Oh, snap. This is from Dovey on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm like, when she sees me shadow boxing in the kitchen.
Nice.
I know a bunch of shadow box.
I'm gonna do that right now.
I know, get up and start shadow. Who the fuck was that one coach we had? Fadi,
yeah.
You start talking about UFC fights, and he just, like, one of our trainers, he just get up and start fucking throwing bombs. Mm-hmm. He's also the guy that fucked my shoulder up, still hurts.
Even
like, hey man, this technique doesn't work. And then I went totally limp when he tried it, and then he fucking just wrecked my shoulder. Like, thanks, man. Thanks for going 100% when I'm going zero. Got one more before Knowledge. This is Sofia Vergara at 51 years old. I like showing only ladies.
You've been on this kick for a bit. Yep, I like
it. Insane, because I'm trying to figure out, as I'm getting older, what the fuck are these people doing to maintain? Like, she looks like late 30s to me, if I had to guess.
Rugs. They're taking that Ozempic and working out, and they have chefs and personal trainers and lots
unlimited
of money.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the best drugs.
Yep.
And I think they're drinking baby's blood or something. I think they're doing something not legal. It's not street legal, whatever they're doing.
No, sacrificing children.
They might be. It might be the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, let's get into some Knowledge. What do you got?
Well, in the spirit of the season, I once again have a golf video to share with you because it's that time of year around here in the Midwest.
It's true.
I wanted to get your thoughts on using this tee.
Oh.
For your next
whatever's
drive.
Going on, I'm already approving of this because it's gonna smack her ass. There's no way it's a clean shot. Oh my god,
she got it.
You should have hit her in
I'll
the
show
ass.
You time just for fun. I don't know if this is real. I'm not sure I'm buying this, but good on them for making it happen.
That's real. I buy that.
I would never lose a tee ever again if that were my tee.
Because I feel like if she's dialing up, you got to use the extra large tee, like a 12 incher, but only 2 inches high.
Ooh, I like it.
I mean, you might as well be like that UFC fighter trying to dig your way to China.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Here's my Knowledge. I got three. So one, there's a pretty sweet judo throw. So a lady and her man fucking around on the beach.
Ooh. It looks like she
and she's it. Like, you're coming at me, a judo throw,
nice.
And then cameo at the end there.
Beautiful.
Respect. Uh-huh. That's one. We've got a world record holder that I want to put in here. This lady's freaking me out, but she holds two world records, and we'll post her up here.
So I actually have two Guinness World Records now. I have the Guinness World Record for largest mouth gape for a female. And then I also have, officially, the widest mouth in the world. And look at that girl.
So you got that going on. I don't know what that's good for, but that lady's got that.
She scares me. I'm not sure.
100%. What she reminds me of Pac-Man. And I want no part of fucking Pac-Man, like, and or
come
woman.
Come over and start eating things.
Do you have any power pellets? Fuck off, lady. Fuck off. You're scaring the kids.
Start chewing through the TV and everything else.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, fucking hey, man. I saw like Ready Player One, and then what's the other movie with Adam Sandler? And they're fucking fighting all the fucking things.
I don't know if I saw that, Adam Sandler.
Pixels.
No, I didn't see that.
And then we'll end on this one. Sometimes there's weird faucets out there in the wild. You gotta be careful. You don't know how to use them.
What in the world?
Super loud. There you go. Gotta understand how to work them.
Jesus.
Work it, twerk it. I think that's a shutdown before we go too deep.
All right. Well, that's been another edition.
I don't want to end up in China being so deep.
That's a good point. I like the U.S. We're going to stay here.
Fuck yeah.
Another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weichel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.
See you guys next time.
You're not done.